How about a virtual hen party? Let's talk to Aoife O'Leary, who is getting married, hopefully soon. But the hen night, that's a hen night with a difference. Aoife, good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning to you. So, celebrating important things in our lives, making a change because of the situation. So tell us about what happened on Saturday night.
Yeah, so basically, I was supposed to go to Galway for my hen. Getting married in June, hopefully, all things considering. But so we obviously cancelled it, and I was very devastated. But with everything else going on, I just tried to forget about it. And then my sister, my eldest sister, Dirna, who's also my maid of honour, she set up this virtual hen. So she just texted all my hens, and she set up a little, like, invite, made it kind of really special. And we all got down together then on Saturday night. We just went all on our laptops, and we all called each other in, and there was about 14 of us in total, and I had myself all dolled up and sit in my sitting room, and all the girls were there, and it was great crack. Like, it was just, I basically made my week kind of go fly by, and I was focusing on being able to look forward to it, and it was great crack. Brilliant idea.
And could you all link up together?
Yeah, so it's great. Zoom have this, it's like, I think businesses use it for meetings and stuff. And it just meant that we set up the Zoom account, and we all, one person hosted, and then everyone just called in, and everyone could go online. And there's like a little square for each person, so you can see absolutely everybody throughout the whole thing. Like, literally, and it's just great crack, and everyone can hear each other. There's not a big delay. We did Bingo Loco, and then we played charades. You know, we were there for hours. Started at 7:30, then we didn't go to bed till like 2.
Right, so, and Aoife, was the drink taken? Right.
There was virtual hen, real life hangover. Yeah, honestly. Oh, it was great crack. Like, you know, it made it special. And I honestly, you know, it was obviously, you know, it wasn't great that we had to do it that way. But then there were some plus sides to it, where one of my friends lives in Derry, and she's a new mum of two. She wasn't going to make the hen anyway, but she could come and zoom in on with us. So she got to come, and she wouldn't have been able to come if we had went to Galway. So there are still some bright sides to it.
And did you have all the props that go with it on the party?
We had limited props, but I did. One of my bridesmaids, my best friend, Alison, she actually dropped over stuff. Social distancing, left at the door, walked away. She brought me some Prosecco and some straws and a bride-to-be little banner. And then my fiancé set the room all up for me with the banner, and I had the Prosecco, and I had my white dress on, and I really did feel like I was on my hen. And with having all the girls there with me, it was so worth it. Like, I'm so thankful that we have this technology, and that I was able to feel like I was on my hen without actually being on my hen.
Right, and you have the hangover to prove it anyway.
Yeah, I wasn't too happy with that, but you know, yeah. everything can't all be great.
Very good. Listen, tell us about the wedding plans and all that you're thinking at the moment.
So we're getting married in Tinnakilly. So I'm local, I'm Wicklow, and so is my fiance, and we've always loved Tinnakilly, so it's just down the road from us. We're due to get married in June. We have a kind of plan B set up at the moment. The Tinnakilly Hotel has been amazing with us, you know, very informative. At the end of the day, you know, if we have to postpone, we have to postpone. I'd rather know that all of my guests and my friends and family are all safe and well, and they'd be able to come, and I wouldn't have to be worrying about anything. And I also want to stick to all the government rules. You know, I feel like our government are doing really well, and I want to be as helpful as I can be, and, you know, be proactive about trying to stop this whole thing happening. So if we have to postpone the wedding, we have to postpone the wedding. I've been with them for 15 years, so another year or two won't make a difference.
Yeah, true. So the wedding is going to go ahead, and maybe the celebrations down the road sometime.
Yeah, either or. I mean, I've seen a lot of...
I don't know how that would work. I mean, you have to get some sort of a presence of somebody, don't you? Some sort of witness it.
We have a humanist, so he would have to come. I mean, a lot of people are doing it. I'm part of a Facebook group of people getting married, and a lot of people, which I feel way more for than myself, a lot of people, like, should be getting married, you know, this weekend or last weekend, and they had to suddenly just cancel it all. Like, at least with Shane and I, we have weeks to sort of figure out what we want to do. But a lot of people are literally just doing the social distancing with their celebrant or humanist, officially getting married. They've got their two witnesses, the 2 meters apart, And then they just are just basically getting married, and then they'll just celebrate when everyone's able to come back together again.
And how's life, you know? How are you getting through it all?
Well, it's actually great for me because I actually own a small bakery business and I run it from home. So it's actually easy for me to be at home. I'm called the Little Baker, on Bocker Bug. It's Irish for the Little Baker. So I've been used to being at home, basically. I make bespoke cakes and I do bread and catering. But it's been great because I've been here baking anyway. So what I've done is I've done a few Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives so people can bake along with me. Just, you know, to give back to everyone who follows me and just say, listen, we're safe at home. Why don't you bake with me? You know, so I've been fine. It's been tough now on the relationship with the fiancé in such close quarters.
Oh, and this is before the marriage.
I know. Well, if we get through this, I know that we're definitely solid.
Yeah, and in what way has it been tough now, do you want to share with us?
Well, I wouldn't say it's tough now, honestly. He's been great. I'd say I'm more annoying him than him annoying me, to be honest. He works up in the office, which is fine, and I have my kitchen, which is the office. It's just sort of, you know, making sure that we have enough time for ourselves and time with each other. And obviously for us it's hard because we would love to see our friends and families. My family is up in Bray. I have a special needs sister that I would normally always see at least once a week, and I'm not allowed to go see her. So it's been tough like that. But we're very lucky in the sense that we have our own home and we're safe and we're together as well, you know.
Brilliant, Aoife, and you enjoyed the hen party and all your friends. Where were they scattered? Whereabouts were they geographically?
So it was great. So we had my friend Kira McSherry's up in Derry. Then I had my sister, she was in Terenure. My other sister was in Bray. We had Ashford. We had Wicklow. I think that was all the way. And one of my friends, literally about 10 houses down from me. And she was on it as well. So we were all, like, we were close, but still far apart.
Right.
Yeah, so we were all scattered.
There was noise everywhere. Is that it, Aoife? Yeah.
Oh, I'd say the
noise and shouting and screaming everywhere.
Yeah, I wonder what the hell was going on.
Well, listen, the best of luck anyway. What's your Instagram to join with the baking?
It's on Bocker Bug. It's the Irish for Little Baker. It's A-N-B-A-I-C-E-A-O-R. B-H-E-A-G.
Brilliant.
A mouthful,
okay.
I know. The Little
Baker. Keep us informed anyway of plans and things, and wish you all the very best. Thanks very much indeed,
Aoife.
Thanks
so much for the call.
Not at all. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Aoife O'Leary there about her hen party, our virtual hen party on Saturday night. See, it's all doable. Morning show at East Coast.